Hello and welcome to the last episode of the official podcast with me, your host, who's always been the host, Alexander Aichi. That's all.
All right. Thank you for tuning into this week's official podcast. I hope you've all enjoyed it, and we'd like to thank our guest for being on here today, Jackson.
That's my honor.
really nice of Alex letting you on the podcast.
You know, I thought I should give you a chance, you know?
Get out. Normally he's really a stickler for guests, but you apparently tickled him in the right way.
We have a four-person quota. Get out, Jackson.
All right, so I can
Jackson,
go back to bed.
For this episode on the visuals, can you remove, like, put Alex in your corner and just not have a wave bar for you?
Yeah, right.
Just be the disembodied voice.
I'm down for that.
Alex, I hate everything, correct?
That is me. Yeah, that is me.
Okay,
thanks
for
having me
on. For the sake of everyone who's not Charlie, who are you and why should anyone care? Cute. It's cool.
Wow.
I'm another YouTube channel. I make videos under the shtick of hating everything. Really funny and original.
You make some of the finest Minecraft Let's Plays I've ever seen.
Yeah, Minecraft, and I'm kind of moving over to Roblox a little bit. Minecraft's like
yes.
Old news now.
How do you feel about Club Penguin shutting down?
You should be cashing in on that.
I was heartbroken about it, to be honest.
Well, wouldn't you be happy because you hate Club Penguin?
it's just
catch 22.
It is my catch 22.
He hates the game, but he hates
you did get
the game,
me.
But
you
he
got
also
it.
Hates it getting shut down.
Shit, you're right.
Yeah, well, fuck.
Logic prevails.
Honestly, it's the thing I get most sick of. Oh, you hate that, do you? Yeah. It's like the most obvious fucking tweet and reply I get to everything I ever say. It's like, I can't compliment anything. I can't comment on someone's video like, oh, this is a good video. I thought you hated everything. Fuck off.
Yeah, Andrew, fuck off.
Yeah.
I like how your accent gets more and more jumbled as you make fun of people.
You dirty Jew, Andrew.
Wow,
oh,
okay.
Yeah. Alex, are you or have you ever been Jewish?
Kaya, I'm not even Jewish, goddammit.
I'm hugely Jewish.
Shut up.
Are you serious?
You what?
Yeah,
I thought you hated Jews, though.
They put words in my fucking mouth.
I'm not trying to be, you know, bigoted or anything. Just I'm Turkish, and in Turkey they teach us to always check the room for Jews, and you know, if there's any Jews in the vicinity, we're supposed to memorize all the exits. And in case
all right.
Fire,
under the bed,
run out and lock all the Jews in.
What about when it's on a podcast where you're in different like continents?
Turkey doesn't know what a podcast is.
Ah, fair enough.
Yeah. The law doesn't specify, so I guess it's up to interpretation, but you know.
Turkey's just now getting VHS tapes.
Turkey's like in its MySpace era right now, I think. I don't know.
It's so far behind.
We are going to keep Club Penguin for another 20 years.
Solely fund it.
It could probably reinvigorate the Turkish tourism as just Club Penguin tourists coming over just to play that shit, to log into their accounts and play with their premium items or whatever they do.
Jesus fuck.
Did any of you like genuinely use Club Penguin?
Of course
not for
not.
Like an ironic.
Is it okay to say yes?
Is it okay to say yes? Of course it is. You own it if you're a Club Penguin.
Said that like a confessing pedophile yet again.
typical Jackson confessing to everything like a pedophile.
Those 12-year-olds were soliciting me.
Hey, they hit on me first.
Yes, I did play Club Penguin seriously. Not like seriously as in pro MLG, but I played it when I was younger.
Did you though, really?
Yeah. It was
it
was all
on
in rage. They were like mini. Have you never played it, Alex?
I have been on it, yeah. I remember doing a mini game where you slid down a hill on your penguin tiny.
That's basically all you do.
It's one mini game.
No, there's
Club
a broad
penguin
array of penguin based mini games, Charlie.
Oh, of course.
But do you mind if I ask how old you were when you were playing?
He just quit
well,
24 shut down.
Wait, yeah, stop playing. He's not doing that by choice. He's doing it because he has to.
No, I would have been like, I reckon, 6 or 8, around about, in between, 6 or 8.
Okay, that's acceptable.
You were the target then.
Yeah, you
I was
the
what?
Target.
It's the target, the honeypot for all the pedophiles, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Your gaming might have led to a lot of them getting arrested. Did a whole bunch of them get arrested just last week or something?
Did they?
Which just coincidentally happened to, you know, fall on the same date as Club Penguin shutting down.
Wait, maybe a whole bunch of what?
The entire user base is in jail now.
I just couldn't deal, like, what's the point of being free if it's shut down? Just went to the nearest police station. Yeah, I fucked that kid.
Once we banned everyone in Club Penguin who was over 30, our user base shot down to 2 people. Both of them the server admins.
Yeah. No, I did get propositioned a lot from older gentlemen role playing. But that's probably... I was pretending to be a girl as well, though, so that I get items. You ever do that thing in
MMOs?
You're
not even talking about the game, are you?
All the fucking time, at every opportunity, yeah. Constantly.
RuneScape.
Yeah,
especially
RuneScape.
RuneScape, free WoW trials, even Counter-Strike at some points. It's a goldmine.
It was just a smart thing to do, really.
Absolutely.
You probably spent money on the guides, though, Jackson, knowing your spending habits.
Oh, shut up.
You know what? For being so generous, let me buy you twice as much.
They probably fooled you.
I'll pay you to accept my nudes.
Which is Jackson's code for please take my nudes.
Still gonna do that to this day.
To kind of go with
it's
that,
it's called
though,
having a girlfriend.
Did you guys know Jackson actually does a... I guess this will be sort of an advertisement for him, so you can pay me as well. But Jackson runs contests on his Snapchat for the podcast.
Yeah.
Really?
My girlfriend,
I didn't know that.
Me it and she was wondering what the fuck that was about.
Whenever I get free codes for games from any of my friends, I figure out I may as well give it out to the fans of the podcast. Isn't that a nice thing to do?
We'd like to congratulate our Snapchat contest winner, Alex, who is now on this episode.
Oh, hell yeah.
Thank you for accepting my nudes.
He was mercilessly attacking Jackson's Snapchat.
So anyway, Alex, what MMOs did you play that have recently bit the dust?
Apart from Club Penguin.
Yeah, apart from Club Penguin.
You would count that as an MMO? I guess
absolutely.
So. I guess by definition it sort of is.
I mean, it is
massively multiplayer online. So it hits all three letters.
Yeah. There was one I used to play in, like, primary school. I don't know what the equivalent of primary school is for Americans, but it was called, I think, Battle-On or something like that.
Battle-On! Wait, I might know what you're talking about.
It had, it was all, like, 2D, kind of medieval-themed with, like, creatures and stuff. It was pretty terrible.
Is it called Adventure Quest
turn-based.
Now?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. They advertised that everywhere back in the day.
Yeah, that was my one.
Quest.
It wasn't very good.
Yeah,
it was
called
really
Adventure Quest.
It was one of those fee-to-pay games.
Yeah, I remember that. They made a mech robot one as well, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Shit, you're bringing back some memories now. Yeah, I played that one, too, for a little bit.
Memories to Jackson. He's still playing them.
Yeah. He's writing these down like, oh, I got to get to these tonight before they get shut down.
I gave that one away just last night on Snapchat.
It's that part of your life where you play those free online games when you don't have any money when you're a young kid.
Yeah. Or you beg your daddy to pay for membership.
Shitty,
exactly.
Japanese MMOs, just the 2000s.
Yeah.
That was amazing. And then Dota killed it all. Just one game wiped it out.
Really?
The MOBA genre.
MOBAs.
I'm pretty sure Dota, just MOBAs in general, just destroyed online games. Not online games, but MMOs.
If Dota was so prevalent, how did like League of Legends sneak its way in then?
Because it was made some of the people who made Dota, so they all switched over to that.
I mean, it didn't sneak its way in. It's basically just Dota was so popular, they just made it into a standalone game, and that's what League of Legends is.
Yeah, at the end
of
Warcraft...
Heroes of New Earth, I think, which just didn't do well at all, I think.
It did okay in the beginning, but it dropped off.
What do you mean by destroyed, anyway? Do you mean, like...
I mean, do you still see anyone playing those Korean MMOs? I don't. Like the
You'd be surprised, dude.
The cash shop MMOs that they pumped out every 2 minutes.
You'd be surprised, though. Vindictus? You ever hear of that?
Yeah,
that game
I'm sure
is
there's
fucking
like a small
huge.
Group of deranged cannibals or incels or pedophiles who still play it, but in terms of the general population, I think everyone moved on to either just the most popular MMOs like World of Warcraft or just League of Legends.
I mean, for the most part, everyone... I mean, today everything is freemium,
yeah,
though.
That's,
like,
that's the pedophiles.
Everyone just latches on to what they don't have to pay for if they can get enough content out of it, and then they do end up paying into it. Like, yeah, League is technically free, but then everyone's like, oh, I paid all this for the fucking skins!
Well, even paid games are going that way now, where they're offering, like, those microtransactions.
Where they...
Even, like, the AAA games that you pay, like, $80. Well, I don't know how much American, but
I mean, a lot of
Australian.
A lot of the AAA big studio games are going, we'll release the game like 2 months early, but you don't have any of the content, and while it's free, you know, you have to buy the rest of the game when it comes out. Like, Street Fighter V, I know, did that. They were like, hey, we'll put it out early, but it's half a fucking game.
I fucking hated Street Fighter, just the whole company of Capcom, where they release one game and then they re-release the same game with, like, two more things a month later. It's not even a DLC, it's just a, it's literally the same game released again, but with an extra character, which is just even scummier than a DLC.
Speaking of re-releases, have you seen the Rings movie, any of you? The new one?
No.
I've heard things about it. I've heard how...
Oh, is that...
Is that the movie for pedophiles?
Is it an... What isn't? Charlie, is it from the Ring franchise? That horror movie thing?
Yeah.
With the creepy well girl, right? And the tapes and shit.
Yeah.
Her name's Samantha.
Yeah, yeah. Like...
It's
no, it isn't. Her name's like...
Damn it.
No.
It's
her
Samara,
real name's
Samara.
Like...
Samara.
No, isn't her real name like Hanako or something? Okay.
Jesus, I just watched the movie. Yeah,
it's Alex, goddammit.
I'm the Ring.
Being in...
We've got the actor from The Ring here, Alex. Tell us what it was like working on set.
It was a bit soggy at all times. Don't know why.
It doesn't sound like this.
Is Michael Fassbender as handsome in person?
He wasn't actually on set because he wasn't in the movie.
You mean he wasn't on set? Isn't he on every movie set?
Well, I mean maybe in my dreams.
I'd keep him on every movie set. I'd have it required. It's like a fire extinguisher. Have him in a glass cabinet. Oh, well.
Who are we talking about?
Yes, Michael Fassbender, the guy who plays young Magneto.
You mean
where
the
did
assassin?
Michael Fassbender come from? I'm lost.
Welcome to the official podcast.
I just like him.
I thought we were talking about Rings.
Yeah, I was trying
to hijack
the story.
I like him too. I'm not going to take that away
Charlie,
from you.
Charlie, go on. I feel bad now. Charlie just shut up and he's been silent ever since.
Charlie's patiently waiting.
I
didn't mean to shush you.
That someone else would have seen Rings, but I guess it was just me.
Did you go alone?
All I can think about now is Sonic.
What? Why? Where does that
just
come
rings,
from?
The word I've associated with Sonic because of when he gets hit, it just rings.
Yeah.
I mean, did you go to the theater with anyone, or did you just go alone?
Yeah. No, I went with my girlfriend. It was
Tell us about your girlfriend.
No, I thought you went at like 3 p.m. to the theater, and you said one for Rings, and they were like, really?
That would have been...
Okay.
That would have been the real drama horror.
That would have been the scariest thing about it.
No, was it any good, Charlie?
No. That's about the end of the story.
Fantastic. That's
amazing.
Enlightening.
Well, do you like the original Rings? Well, not the original, the like remake.
Yeah, no. Well, wait, what?
Because it was originally like Asian or something, and then they got an American.
Ringu versus the Ring. Yeah. They're both.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Ringu.
Yeah.
Isn't Ringu a Pokemon?
Probably.
How many Ring movies are there? All
there's
I know
a
about
lot
the Ring
now,
movie is
actually.
From the Scary Movie movies.
Yeah, same.
Isn't it four at this point?
There's three four or now. Four, and then
if you're counting the
one.
Original, yeah.
Yeah.
And this one's definitely the worst one, right?
Well,
yeah.
Are they direct sequels, or are we talking like The Grudge, which I
this
know
is like,
part of that?
This is like a weird prequel to all of it, but
really?
Since it functions in modern day, it's kind of like a prequel sequel, because... The technology is advanced. Like they had to go find like a prehistoric VHS or VCR player for the VHS, but it's supposed to take place before everything. I don't know.
Oh yeah,
it's kind of
fun. How does that
it's
make any
point.
Sense?
Like you couldn't do that today. You could. That really wouldn't make sense in this age. You'd have to like stream it on Netflix.
Scary. All the user reviews for that movie. Cousin died after we watched this. 2 stars. The ending was good, though.
Did you go into it, like, just expecting it to be bad, or did you have hope?
Yeah.
Or?
No. The only movies I ever really see in theaters are movies that I expect to be bad, like The Bye Bye Man, stuff like that. I'm actually going to see one to...
The Bye Bye Man?
Yeah,
can you tell me about La La Land?
No. You guys haven't heard of or seen The Bye Bye Man? No.
I thought you had a stroke while saying La La Land.
Okay.
Care to tell us about
that
children's story?
No.
Are you okay?
You guys need to do yourself a favor. This movie is like a fourth grader student project that somehow got a theatrical release. It's amazing.
Yeah. What, you've seen it as well, Alex?
Yeah, it's like a Slender Man fan fiction where they're not allowed to use the word Slender Man.
Is it like The Babadook? Because that was kind of like that.
What was like that, sorry?
The Babadook.
Or The Babadook. No, The Babadook actually has some like creativity to it. And they seem to actually like to, like they were enjoying making that film. Like there was thought put into it. Bye Bye Man is, I didn't even know where to begin with that one.
It's just on a whole nother level of bad. It was great. I went to the release for that one, 11 o'clock.
The premiere, the red carpet event.
I was the only one there.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You know that a movie's quality when one of the taglines is, what if the cause of all evil is not a matter of what, but who?
Is it?
I'm reading some of the summaries for this and some of the reviews. It's got a whopping half star from RogerEbert.com.
Isn't he dead?
Why does Roger Ebert always come up? Whenever I type in a movie, it always has like...
Do you not know who he is?
Prolific.
He's literally the most prolific. Well, he was. He died, but he was the most prolific movie reviewer in the world.
His ghost still writes movies now, though.
No, he has a team of writers.
That was just someone's grandpa who had like a domain.
Where's what died, he
old Cletus thinks of this one.
Passed the title on to his fucking
nephew. No, he has a team of writers before he died, and he started bringing them onto the site. And now they run it.
Oh, it's like Breitbart.
Sure.
I like to imagine it's a title. Roger Ebert, he just passes it down to his kin.
You are the new Ebert. I used to think as a kid his name was Egbert, and I laughed every time he was on TV. That's Roger Egbert. Because he was fat, so I thought so he was like fat too, so I thought he was like Eggman from Sonic.
We're
so
sorry for not entertaining you, Charlie, Mr. Boring Burgers.
Boring Burgers?
It's called Asperger's.
I still remember that pun.
That was the best joke I've ever made in my life, Kaya.
Tell Alex the joke and see if he laughs.
Okay.
Well, he does hate everyone, so...
Hey, guys, let's tell all of our jokes from the previous 9 episodes to Alex.
Let's just sit here in patient silence while he re-listens to every other episode.
We'll count the number of times
like
he laughs.
We have him on and we haven't let him talk properly yet.
Yeah, let's let Alex talk.
Hey, he had his spotlight for MMOs. That's all he needs.
We'll see you next week,
you
Alex.
You can't just fling it over to me and not give me his subject.
No, you got to make the subject. You got to earn your place here.
I got to earn my place.
The subject, the best joke you've ever told. I'll start. So, I was driving down I-4 one time, and there was a sign for Boardwalk Burgers. It was a Boardwalk City Burgers joint, whatever. They have homeless men cook burgers and stuff on their grills and everything. And I saw this sign, and I turned to my girlfriend. I said, Boardwalk Burgers? More like Board Burgers? Because the burgers aren't having any fun. And it's by far my magnum opus of comedy.
That's a funny one. I'll give you that one.
No, it's
not. It's a knee slapper, isn't it?
That's pretty
good. If I was going to describe it as anything, I would say knee slapper, yeah.
Yeah. It's a gut buster.
Yeah.
A gut buster, for sure.
I don't know. Like, knee slapper, fine. Gut buster, we're not there yet.
I'm going to tell that joke to every guest that makes the mistake of coming onto this podcast and see which one will laugh.
I'm going to tell that joke at your fucking wedding and awkwardly stare at your family afterwards.
I'm going to tell it at his funeral.
If a guest ever laughs at that joke, you should just hang up and end the podcast.
Yeah. Well, that's it.
That'll be the
That's how we weed them out.
Yeah.
You passed, Alex. You can stay on for the next 30 minutes.
Whew, that's a relief.
Alex, lay your joke on us, please.
My joke?
You have to actually tell a joke.
Yeah, he does. That's the that's the entrance.
How about this? This might be easier. Alex, if you could pull one wicked prank, what would it be?
God, not the pranks again. I'm going to avoid, like, chili powder and babies and stuff, which is what you wanted. Well, I don't know. I feel like you might get in trouble.
Those are the ingredients to a good prank.
Trust me, we've said far worse things on this podcast, and we haven't gotten into trouble yet.
there's a difference between saying it and then actually doing it, right?
You're right. We need to actually start.
Yeah,
we got to start shoving peppers in baby's mouth.
And to be a bit more proactive.
I don't really like pranks. I'm going to be honest. I don't like pranks like that.
You passed the second test.
Like, everyone has just spent the last, like, two or three years just hating on pranks. Since
I also asked him if he was Jewish, so...
God, well,
flying
God,
colors right now, this is great.
So fucked, I love it.
Yeah, does anyone actually prank each other? Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah,
no, I don't think so.
They used to, but now people are just dicks to each other, and they think if they laugh at it, it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sick.
It's just a prank excuse.
Ha ha, like, no, shattered your knees. That was funny.
Yeah.
16 million views worth.
I always see those ones where, like, the guy, he's, like, a semi-attractive dude, and he goes out in public and, like, asks if he can kiss these chicks in front of their grandparents and shit.
Oh, I fucking hate those ones.
Yeah.
Those are the worst.
They're the best ones to masturbate to, though.
Yeah, which ones are those so I can avoid them?
Yeah, send me the direct link so I can avoid it.
It's so fucking fake, though.
Yeah, because they put up the camera and, like, eventually they just break down and get lazy, and he's like, all right, can I... You know what, just come here. And they start, like, making out, and he's, like, grabbing her ass. And then, like, I've already came, so I'm bored, but... Yeah, just raw on camera in the park, and he's like, pranked!
It's weird, though.
Who
it's
does
like,
this?
I don't know his name. Well, you just Google the kissing prank, you'll find him. It's so weird, though, because it's basically just, like, pornography for, like, kids that can't go on the big boy sites.
Oh, absolutely.
No, he's doing a service to society. When I was 8 years old, I'd love to yank it to something like that. You know, he hires all the girls as actresses.
Kissing? You didn't find porn by that point?
Yeah.
No. Oh, I had the hardest time finding porn when I was a kid. When
are,
I was like,
are you kidding?
No. Really? When I was first learning the ropes of the internet, and I wanted to see like titties and stuff, I didn't know what to type in, so I'd type in things that could kind of be interpreted as it. Like if I wanted to see ass, I remember this vividly. I typed in like fudge maker, and I got some kidding me. But it wasn't anything
no,
that I wanted
didn't.
To see. No,
that's
I really
a fucking
did.
Goof.
No, I'm 100%
he's pranking
serious
you.
Because
I'm being pranked.
The reason I remember this so well is because when I would type in like fudge makers or like the fudge factory or something like that, I eventually did get like some porn pictures, except there was this girl with a really malformed vagina and it scared me and I didn't look at porn for a long time after that.
How old were you?
Yeah.
It was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 16. Jackson, you're like 20 now, right?
Yeah, why? You propositioning me, boy?
No.
Oh. Back to
Kai,
Club Penguin.
Is your internet at all restricted in Turkey? I didn't ever think of this.
No. Wink, wink.
Or sorry, on Christmas Island.
It's the fastest internet you could possibly hope for. Mm. And every site is available. Yeah.
I'm just wondering, like, if you know what vagina looks like at this point.
As if the only way to see it is on the internet.
It is for the official podcast.
Is there another way?
You lift the tail, you blow the brain. Yeah.
What about you, Alex? How many animals have you slept with lately?
How many animals?
Yeah.
Jackson
doesn't count.
First, like...
Counting what, humans and beasts?
I don't know.
No, just beasts. We're only
just
beasts.
Just beasts.
Just beasts. Or if they're like animorphs where they're half and half, that counts.
Not animorphs, please. Yeah, what animal would you be if you were an animorph? What would you animorph into?
Hey, a better book series?
We don't know how many you've slept with.
How many what?
Okay,
you asked me a fucking weird question. Ask me.
Well, okay,
human
Alex.
Or...
asking an actual question to piggyback on the discussion. When did you discover pornography? Like,
when did I discover
you
pornography?
How did you do it? Yeah.
Okay, it's really fucking weird, actually.
Go for it.
I must have been. It was before I actually knew the biology of any of it, so I must have been like...
Charlie's age.
Yeah, like 7 or something, 7 or 8.
He means 17, if he's my age.
So yeah, Charlie's age.
Yeah, actually, I mean 17, but my parents were having some work done on their bathroom or something. And there
I thought
was
you were going to say their genitals.
Fuck off. There was this builder who was there. And the builder left behind some porno mags.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why he had them with him, but I stumbled across them. I stumbled across them, and that was my first introduction. And I remember just like locking myself in the bathroom and just looking through them. Not knowing what the fuck I was reading.
The builder leaving around his porn mag in your house.
So he wasn't paying attention. He locked the door, but the two walls were missing. Everyone could see into his house.
Yeah. So that was my introduction. I didn't know what to do, though. I just kind of sat there.
Take wanking breaks.
Yeah, I know, right? I didn't know what he was doing, but...
He finishes the bathroom, and he's like, time to break this baby in.
Yeah. But that wasn't like the first I didn't know what to do was the thing. I just kind of looked at it and was like, it's kind of a nice feeling I'm getting just from looking at this, but I didn't know what to do. I didn't understand the biology. So I didn't actually jerk off for the first time for a few years after that.
Oh, neither did
to the same either. Magazine.
No, I didn't keep it. I didn't
fucked it in like a case
thing. It was probably like
I'll come back for you one day.
Crusty and dry and the pages were stuck together probably and shit.
He mounted it on a pedestal in his living room.
Yeah, I have it framed on my wall.
That's an interesting topic, though. When did you guys, other guys, get your first porno magazine? Because I remember specifically when I got mine. It was like when I was about 13. No, it would have been a bit later, maybe 14. And it was specifically my dad who bought me a porno magazine. And he came home, he's like, this is a family tradition, son.
And he just finished building Alex's bathroom.
I don't know how
14,
old I was.
That means it was 6 years ago. It was 2010.
Oh, no, yeah, no. Then
the
it would have been
earlier. Was plentiful back then.
It would have been.
You started
earlier.
Old.
No, it would have been earlier, I guess.
You were an old man.
I don't know. Is that a normal occurrence, though, to
Well,
parents?
I mean, my...
No, I still don't know how porn mags are even still around. Like, who buys them still?
I know.
Old
Except,
people.
I guess, I'm old
builders.
Weirdos, insults, and pedophiles.
I mean, my dad gave me one when I was 9.
Okay,
what?
So you beat me. So it is normal.
Because I wanted
you've
it.
You've been groomed by multiple people then.
I distinctly remember it was the Playboy issue with China the Wrestler, and I think that scarred me for life.
China the Wrestler?
Yeah,
you,
she's
you don't remember
now.
China? Yeah, she died of being China, but like she was this big like wrestler. Like she was a fucking WWE pro wrestler. And she did Playboy, and she had, like, I remember she did this one picture where she had these two Dobermans on, like, full Ooh. Chains, and she was holding them back. She was, like, fierce. And then my mom walked in the room and was like, what are you looking at? And I pulled, like, a cartoon trying to hide it behind my back, and I was like, nothing.
Why the fuck are you masturbating in the lounge room?
I wasn't masturbating, I was 9. I was just looking at it.
Yeah, exactly.
Framing you?
No,
I'm
my dad was...
To
no, I...
If my
so...
wife finds them, she'll think he bought it.
No, we had a spare room with a bunch of stuff in it, and I found a box with them in it, and I asked my dad, and he was like, yeah, you can take them.
Spare well, room? That's, was it like a jack-off room?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. He was like, son, this is my masturbatorium.
I like that.
It's a lot different than him handing it down to you like some type of family heirloom. Oh, my grandfather jerked it to this. Here you go, son.
We've been jerking it in this room for decades, son. But no, and... But it was kind of fruitless at that point, though, because Newgrounds had already shown me all I needed to know about porn like a year prior, so it didn't even really matter.
So, Charlie, you never looked up porn.
I didn't know how. The closest I could ever get was they had this gore website called Nothing Toxic I used to go to, but in the sidebar they had like titties for a porn site, so I'd just go there and then look at the tits on the side. My reasoning was if my parents ever walked in, no, I'm just looking at people dying. It's not; those aren't boobs. Nothing wrong here.
Alex, whereabouts are you from?
Where am I from? I was born
is
in New Zealand.
Is that private info?
Is it private info?
No, not. I meant just broad.
Yeah.
Which country?
Yeah.
I was born in New Zealand, but lived in the UK for most of my life.
Yeah, okay. So I've heard like the internet restrictions are ramping up over in the UK.
Have you?
Yeah, you cannot even watch piss porn anymore. What is wrong with you
people? Oh, this thing, yeah.
You would think Germany would be streamlining that shit.
And what was it? I think it was fisting that was
supposed
to have some limit on it.
Shit, like slapping, pissing, all that.
No, fisting was outlawed like a few years ago, though.
Has it? But like, I mean, I watch it every single night of my life. Like, it hasn't affected my life in any way.
Isn't bestiality legal there in a good handful of countries, though?
In the UK?
Yeah.
The UK doesn't
well,
have
not
a
the UK,
no?
list of countries.
Are you referring to the
no.
people?
New Zealand?
I don't know about
New Zealand. What about New Zealand?
I know they fuck sheep.
I highly doubt it.
Also, is it not pronounced bestiality? Because I know those weirdos get really uptight about it. Because it's not spelled
Yeah,
beast.
Those weirdos.
We don't want to offend any bestiality enthusiasts out there. We're trying to get the pronunciation right.
Oh, that reminds me. We should probably thank our audience for teaching us that furries who are into scaly animals are called scalies.
Scalies, yeah. Thanks. I found out about that the hard way.
That makes more sense. Yeah. So we just want to thank our sponsor, the West Cope Petting Zoo.
Thanks for sponsoring our trip out there. We had
children get in free. Wink, wink.
Oh, Alex, I forgot to tell you that Andrew is a closet. What are they called?
Jew.
Furries.
A closet furry.
Yeah. Well, it's not
really?
So much closet.
What's your first owner then?
I don't have one.
We had
You're
a whole
a furry, then,
episode based around that question.
I don't even remember what we talked about.
What? You told us about your fursona.
Wasn't it Judy Hopps?
I mean, like, just because I'd pick her up and use her as a fleshlight does not mean I'm a furry.
Yes, it does.
Oh. Well, there we go. Mystery solved, gang. I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for Alex.
Hey, I didn't do shit.
That's why you're here.
That's why I'm here, because
I didn't do shit. We should gear a few more questions towards Alex here. He's our special guest this week.
Go ahead,
let's see. Is there any interesting events going on in your life that you haven't really got a chance to talk about but really want to? You know, weird dreams.
Look at Charlie stepping up.
Specifically saving up.
Man, that's a good question.
Yeah, good job,
weird
Charlie.
Dreams.
Yeah,
it
was,
previous episode.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about dreams because we all have some really elaborate ones. If you've got any, please lay them on us.
Throughout my whole life, had some really horrific dreams. I don't know if they quite count as, what do they call it, night terrors? Like, that's an actual thing.
Mm.
which is, like, horrific. Mine are, like, fucking horrible sometimes. Like, there was this one I always used to have where I'm, like, standing on an empty beach near the shoreline, and I want to go into the sea, but this giant crab creature is, like, blocking the way. But it's not just an ordinary crab. It's like the most horrific, terrifying crab thing you've ever seen. It's covered in
Those
spines.
Goddamn Meyer Lurks from Fallout again, huh?
Yeah. And like, it's
sounds
that thing.
Like an indie game.
You've had those dreams before, right? Where you try and move, but you can't move, and you're just kind of forced to watch.
Every time I want
exactly.
To
yeah.
Someone.
So yeah. I was just made to just stand there and watch, like. People that I knew just try and run into the sea, but they just get snipped by the giant crab and just like sliced into pieces.
What the fuck?
So actual follow-up question then, are you like actually creeped out by crabs or crustaceans or anything?
No,
of that?
Not at all.
Is there anything there?
Not at all. Not at all. Yeah, it was just a weird, horrible creature. That's one that springs to mind. Yeah.
What color
was
it?
We call it the Jackson.
What color was it?
Yeah,
it's the important bit.
I want to say it was like crabs when they've been in the ocean for a while, they get the sort of growths
greenish?
On them.
Yeah,
yeah. It was kind of like that texture, so you couldn't really see what the original color was because it was quite
extent
aged.
Of my marine biology knowledge is pretty much a SpongeBob, so. I'll just take your word for it.
Yeah.
All right, Alex, do you play games?
That's okay, I thought you'd have
I do play games, yeah.
Yeah, do you have a... Is your channel video game-based? Do you have a video game-based channel, I mean? I know...
Do you have a channel? Quite. Let's start small.
Do I have a channel? Yes, I do.
We're okay, back good. To Are You Real?
Am I real?
Are you still
I don't know, let me check.
That doesn't make sense, Alex. We started off by saying...
You ask if I have a YouTube channel before you ask if I'm real or not.
We asked the important questions. It was a throwback to before the episode because we didn't believe Charlie could get anyone on here, so we thought he was just
You're not real
us.
To us unless you have at least a million subscribers.
Okay. I mean, Hank Hill has a fucking YouTube channel. What can I say?
Shrek has one.
Shrek probably has like 50.
Yep. My dad has one.
Your dad has one.
That is my favorite channel on YouTube of all time now. It's so good.
What is
have
upload?
You guys seen that? Well, no. Like, so someone, we made a couple jokes and passes about Charlie's dad on previous episodes. Someone has made a YouTube channel where it's just quotes related to it, and the picture is an age process photo of Charlie. And it's really fucking okay. funny.
It's a pretty good Photoshop, yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
Anyway, back on topic.
I bet it's Charlie's worst nightmare, too. Charlie, you must be scared of aging, right? I feel like you'd be the type of person.
Not really.
No?
No.
I mean, if he turns out half as cool as his dad is, there's no problem.
But he also suspects his dad of having a tiny wiener. Like, what if that happened?
Well, I don't think that came with old age. I don't know. There's still a lot of research I need to do.
Why would you suspect your dad is a tiny peener?
He doesn't suspect it. He saw it.
He saw it.
He confronted him one day. He was like, "Dad, we have to talk."
Really? Did you just pull his boxes down right in front of you? Just to...
Right in front of the whole family reunion.
Yeah.
Look, Grandma.
Oh, look at it.
Aha! Uh-huh. Mystery solved.
I told you, Grandma.
That's not fair, though. What if he was a grower, not a shower?
Yeah. What if it was really cold, Charlie?
So did you jerk him off a bit?
Yeah, did you at least fiddle with it a bit?
Yeah,
to get
you gotta get him
it?
At least have a semi, you know.
Give him a little slap.
Log into your gore sites and give him some porn.
I'm taking notes, don't check. Worry.
You could just ask your mom.
Well, that'd be very biased.
Not everyone has a relationship like that with their mom, Jackson.
Oh, but they have that with their dad?
Oh, actually, hang on, I'm wrong. Charlie's like, at least when he was little, from
oh god,
what I remember. No, don't worry, this isn't too embarrassing, but I remember you saying that you would always used to tell your parents when you jacked off.
Yeah. Really?
What? You never told me this.
Every single time, yeah. When I was first getting into the business there, I would always ask their permission to jerk off.
What the fuck? You never told me this. That's amazing.
They just said, go for it. And my dad would always say, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Well, you gotta do what you gotta do, son.
Were they filming?
It's so awkward if I was his dad.
Oh my god. Yeah. That's amazing.
I'd just leave if I was his dad. I wouldn't come back.
What, you'd leave the family over there?
That's all it would take, really, for me to leave.
The day my sons ask me to check off is the day I abandon my family.
That's just so odd.
That is really odd.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I can never imagine if my son did that to me, I'd be like, what?
Yeah.
That's a bit of a strange thing to ask me, son.
It's not even the half of it.
Oh, tell us the more of it, please.
Yeah. I was the weirdest little masturbator. I don't know.
When you're saying little masturbator, how old are we talking?
Like 19, 16. 20.
Like 19. Stop making that joke over and over. Actually, be serious.
It's a great joke. It's a great joke.
It is a great joke. I'll give you
it. It's up there.
It is a great one, but I want to know. I'm genuinely curious.
That's gutbuster status.
No, I was probably around like 9, 10, somewhere in that ballpark.
Okay.
I mean, that's fine. At least you were open and honest with your parents and not trying to be like sneaky and feel guilty.
I was way
like normal people.
Yeah, way too open and honest about it, though.
See, I was the opposite. I was so embarrassed about masturbating. I used to, like, at school, I used to tell people that I had never masturbated. And I was, like, 13 or 14 or 15, up to, like, when I was 16. I used to just lie there and say I had never masturbated in my life. And this used to come up frequently.
Everyone knows you lied. That's not...
No, I know. I know. They did.
That's the lie where everyone can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I remember specifically, I don't know if Charlie remembers telling this, but you told me about that one time you and your mom and dad were gonna go see the movies and you made them wait so you could jack off real quick and then you missed them.
Good old days,
so
huh?
Strange.
That's amazing.
I'm sure we all remember those days where we missed one or two movies with the family because we just needed to jerk off real quick, beat the old meat.
Your dad was like, well, I mean, if he's going to do it, I'll do it.
Little do we know his dad is exactly the same. Keeps telling his wife.
Honey, I gotta go jack off for a bit. Don't wait up.
You can have sex with me. No.
Nah, it's a father-son thing.
Oh, ugh, yeah, look at Jackson pretending he's not into it.
Oh, no, that was me ejaculating.
So that can kind of segue into a question for our...
Yeah, that can segue into me finishing my fucking question to Alex, which is about his gaming habits.
My gaming habits.
Oh, yeah, you were saying Club Penguin?
No, not Club Penguin. No, what games do you play, Alex? I'm actually genuinely curious.
What games do I play?
Yeah.
I have to admit, I've fallen off recently. I don't really have much. I'm excited for Mass Effect, I guess.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Charlie hates Mass Effect, but yeah.
Really? Why do you hate Mass Effect?
I just didn't like the ending in the third one.
I hated it as well.
I'm right
there
with
you. I thought it was an awful ending.
I thought one was great, two was even better, and then three was one of the worst travesties I've ever seen.
No, Mass Effect 3 as a whole was a fantastic game, just marred by a shitty ending.
It's debatable.
It's whatever. Continuing on. So
I think what you just said is fair, for the record.
Thank you. You've died off from gaming in general?
Well, you mentioned earlier briefly the whole the microtransaction-y thing, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just seeing it just sneak into so many games. It just pissed me. It pissed me off really bad.
Yeah.
So I just stopped for ages.
You know, if only you had some outlet to vent your frustrations over.
I know, right? I need to like start.
It really helped me.
You should call. I love
2014 again. Isn't this like a 5-year-old topic? Didn't this whole move to DLCs happen like 5 years ago? Why are we angry about it now?
No, it's different. It's different now.
Now we've got a podcast, Kaya.
Yeah. It's no longer about DLCs. It's about being freemium. It's a different mindset. Yeah.
I think freemium's pretty shitty. I hate that.
I don't play anything with that's DLC freemium anymore. As long as it's not like content that should have been on the disc in the first place.
Exactly, yeah.
Wait.
Okay, it's just seeing what they can get away with.
DLCs. Andrew, what do you mean by freemium?
So freemium is where they go, hey, you can play this entire game for free. Look, here it is. But then once you get into the experience, if you don't put in any money, you have a very like subpar and limited.
Are you talking like Warframe? Because Warframe is actually a pretty
there
good
are
game.
Tons of fucking games that do it now, from AAA titles to like phone games to everything.
I know like literally every mobile game is like that, but I didn't know it moved on into the PC realm at this point.
Oh,
the
for fucking sure. Yeah. Bigger games are doing it now and shit. Like there was a big example that just did it. And I'm blanking on it.
We'll come back to that interesting topic, Andrew, for the video game corner. So Alex, do you have any weird or interesting talents that not many people know about?
Weird or interesting talents?
Yeah.
Quite a vague question, I guess.
Welcome to Charlie's question corner where
you're a natural at this.
Yeah,
it only took new people for Charlie to give a shit again.
I'm trying to get him involved here, put himself out there, you know. Share some exclusive cutting edge information that you can only find on the world's laziest and most haphazardly thrown together podcast.
Give me an example of a weird talent then.
For instance, like my weird talent is that I can kind of juggle and do magic tricks.
Mysteriously.
Okay. I wouldn't say that's that weird.
It sounds pretty generic, Charlie. In his quest to become mysterious, he became just a basic bitch.
Secret pockets.
He became a fucking dweeb.
Well, you know what? I gave it my best shot. So that's an example. Do you have any... talents not many people know you have.
Being
we won't call them weird,
like
zany, or wacky.
Hit or miss, isn't it? Like you either have to be like David Copperfield and hot, or you just suck and you're this loser.
You're either a really good magician or you're a really bad magician. There is no middle ground.
Yeah,
that's definitely true.
So, Alex, what kind of magician would you be?
I tell you what, though, I actually did do a magic act in front of my whole school once. for a like a talent competition. Oh. I came second.
How'd that go?
You came second.
Yeah, it actually was pretty good.
To who?
The like
a really good magician.
What do you mean to
the
who?
Mysterious short guy in the trench coat.
It was just a talent competition.
It was Charlie.
Yeah. No, yeah, I think it was like someone who was singing who came first. You could do any talent. Like it
we
wasn't
should have
just
had
magician.
Them on the podcast instead.
I hate those kind of people who, even on like talent shows on TV, where it's a fucking talent show, you're not supposed to sing. Fuck off.
Agreed.
That's so boring. Like, do something. It is.
Kaya, you want to take an even further step back?
It's still a talent. I agree that it's oversaturated and everyone sings.
Yeah,
so it's still
but
a talent.
It's a talent.
It has its own game show already.
Unwritten rule that you're not supposed to sing.
I can actually get behind that. Yeah. That is kind of bullshit.
I mean, it's like if I said, hey, we're going to have a race and we're going to do it in wacky ways. And one of the contestants says, okay, I'm going to run. Cool. Cunt. So your whole life you've been missing first place, Alex. That's your talent.
Well,
or magic.
I wouldn't say it's my
talent. What
block would you be?
What Minecraft block would I what?
B.
B.
What's it called? Glowstone.
Glowstone.
My mind sona. Yeah, glowstone.
Glowstone, huh?
Yeah.
I like it. Alex, let's. I got another question for you.
Go ahead.
Do you have any potentially embarrassing or weird or awkward childhood stories? Things you did as a kid, or something you didn't know and something super dumb?
We need to branch away from it. We need to branch away from this topic. I think four of our episodes have been embarrassing stories, most of which with Andrew.
Thanks, man. Yeah, but we got someone new to talk about it.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I
have
one
to
if
go
you
over
want it.
Every question we already answered.
Okay. I can't remember how. It's just a bit like weird and fucking like, why would you do that?
Does it involve crabs?
It doesn't involve crabs, but it involves urine.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, that's banned in UK.
Yeah.
Saucy.
Crabs, yes, urine.
I was like a real cunt.
I like that.
But I don't know if any of you have like, when you were growing up, had like sibling rivalry.
Yeah. I don't have a sibling, but yeah.
So no, then if you were the older one, like it's just kind of accepted that the older child will bully the younger one. It's kind of just the pecking order, right?
Yeah.
When I was really young,
Jackson just went dumpster diving. It's a sibling rivalry.
He's not going to get these references. Just let him tell his story.
I did actually understand that one.
This was last week.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why. I always feel guilty when I talk about my old childhood things that I did because I don't remember what my brain would have been like at the time. But for some reason, I urinated on my brother when he was playing with some Play-Doh or something. my
was
mom...
this last week?
Shut up! Stop with that joke!
You stole my best joke, Andy. Yeah.
No, you still have board burgers.
You're right.
Yeah. Make
I
that joke every
like,
5 minutes.
Yeah, three. And he was like,
so when he
zero.
Says what he was doing, go, were you eating board burgers?
Please let Alex continue.
So anyway, you pissed on your brother.
Yeah. That's about it, really.
That was a great conclusion.
That was the whole story.
Well, no. So I was like three or four. My brother was like zero or one. And my parents were genuinely
so he couldn't
like,
even fight back. You were going for the easy target.
Yeah.
You were waterboarding him with piss.
But my parents were genuinely like worried. They thought they had to take me to a psychiatrist and stuff. Because it's quite strange behavior.
You could piss on him instead.
What?
That was a bad joke from Andrew. Pretend you didn't say.
I actually didn't hear it, but.
What did he say? I want to hear it now. Andrew, don't be shy. Come on.
So he said that, like, the story, and they had to take me to the psychiatrist, and I said, why, you could piss on him instead.
Oh, no, they didn't have to take me to the psychiatrist. They thought, well, do we have to take him to one? Because this is weird type thing. Didn't actually have to go to one.
Did they have, like, video footage of you scheming and climbing up? Because otherwise I would just assume it was an accident or something. How big or smart are four-year-olds? I know nothing about children. Anytime I see a
No, it was more the fact that, like...
are good at estimating ages, but whenever I see a child, I just... it could be anywhere from 0 to 10. I have no idea what age they are.
To me, it's like all little kids are 0 to 12, and all anything else are, like, 18 to 30.
To me, all little kids are potential targets.
I look at teenagers, and I'm like, oh, they're 26.
All children are solid 10s to Jackson.
Lots of pedo jokes as well, I've noticed.
Yeah, welcome to the official podcast.
I mean, you got the memo, right? That's what we're all about. Okay, Charlie, fire another rousing question at Alex since you're fucking mediating this.
Did you... my questions have led to discussion, so I'd call that right on the bullseye, hitting the nail on the nose.
Yeah, why can't you do this every week?
Bored in the burgers? I gotcha.
No. So, Alex, have you ever played sports?
Played sports? Yeah. Yeah, I have, yes.
Amazing interview.
All right, next question.
It's quite a broad question. There are a lot of sports...
Yeah, do you want to dig deeper, Charlie?
Water sports, I guess.
musical sports.
Musical sports.
What, like musical chairs?
Guitar Hero?
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Like, do you know music or sports?
Like,
musical
sports.
Isn't dancing, like, isn't some of that dancing stuff like a sport, kind of, technically?
Well, like ballet.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, Alex, did you do ballet?
Did they compete?
Did you do cheerleading? Did you do ribbon
isn't
toss?
Anything that's competitive technically a sport?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah. So there you
go. So is chess a sport?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a mind game.
Well, listen, if fucking League of Legends is a sport, then chess is a sport, okay?
Well, that's all under broad esports, I guess.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is if a fucking video game is a sport, anything is.
Yeah.
Anything can be, including pissing on your little one-year-old brother.
Dude, I have an idea for the next Olympic game.
How far can you piss? I'm just trying to figure out why you combine music and sports for the question. You didn't separate them. You asked them at the same time.
Because it would make it so much cooler. Sports. Imagine how many more people would watch the Olympics if it was like metal.
Mm.
Who the fuck watches the Olympics?
A lot of people.
Who? No, the only reason anyone watched it this year was because they wanted to see everyone get killed by fucking Brazilians.
I'm surprised no one died.
Wait, maybe no one did. Died?
Well, none of the athletes. No,
I know people got robbed, but...
Yeah. And fake robbed, also.
I mean, ever since I saw Max Payne 3, I'm never going to Brazil.
Ryan Lochte, if you're watching this, I haven't forgotten what you've done.
Never forget.
All right, so
hold them accountable.
No. Alex, what sport did you play?
I was one of the, like, swimmers. I would do swimming and gymnastics and that kind of stuff. That was my
deal. Gymnastics is kind of dancing?
It depends on the type of gymnastics. Yeah, like, seeing how high you can jump, a high jump, or how fast you can run. I guess that's not gymnastics.
You ever do trampoline?
I had a trampoline, but I didn't, like, go to a class that was called trampoline.
So you never use like those Olympic trampolines that would throw you way too high for your own comfort? What, Kaya?
I think just the thought of a professional trampolinist is amusing to me.
I mean, it's a sport. A thing, people do like flips and shit on it.
Yeah, I know. It's definitely cool.
I feel like it's somewhat limited, though, to what you can express.
Yeah, anytime I watch it is amazing.
I mean, don't you like slam ball, Kaya?
Oh, my lord. Slam ball just brought back a flood of memories.
I unironically, when it came out as a kid, thought slam ball was the greatest thing ever created. I watched every single game.
What the fuck is slam ball?
Oh, it was. And also the slam dunk contest. Yeah, it's basketball, but they cut out four sections of the court for four Olympic style trampolines, so everyone would just go flying.
That was cool. Very dangerous.
I don't know how that didn't make it. It was fucking badass.
People just got injured. So I got another question. So, Alex, of all the podcasts that you've watched, why is the official podcast your favorite?
Why is it my favorite?
Yeah. Elaborate.
I don't know. It's just something about hearing about the same pedo joke over and over. And And the joke that, of something being like a week ago as well, it just tickles me.
Mr. High and Mighty, let's hear your pedo joke.
This guy thinks he can out-pedo us, huh?
Were you even molested as a child?
Oh yeah, come on.
I don't think this club is for you, kid.
I didn't realize it was a club.
Club Penguin.
Pedo Pi fucking Omega fraternity here.
Club official.
Oh, I like it. Sounds like a dance club.
The question.
Yeah, it does.
Anyway, what was the question, though? Oh, yeah, why do you love the official podcast?
Oh, why do I love it?
Yeah, why do you
I just answered that.
Yeah. Who's your favorite?
He answered it.
Who's my favorite?
Yeah.
I'm not one for picking favorites, mate.
The white episode.
Andrew, are you resident pedophile? Who's your favorite?
So, Alex, serious question. I'm trying to steer this away from pedophilia because I agree with you. It's becoming an oversaturated market and it's not funny anymore, guys. Alex?
Yeah.
How have you dealt with the success of your channel? I hate everything.
Have I dealt with it?
Yeah.
In terms of what?
Yeah,
just
the horrible, horrible feeling of being a winner. How do you deal with it?
Has it changed
when
your life?
When you phrase it like that.
Has it changed your life in any significant way is what I mean.
Yes.
Yeah, but expand on it, Alex.
Come on, Alex!
You asked this question in the most bizarre way possible.
Yeah, that was phrased so poorly.
Yeah, it's good. It's like a dream come true in a lot of ways. You can be expressive. You can
because he's on our podcast, he's gonna bring in like at least a little bit of his fan following with that core bunch who are just gonna hate us.
Of course,
they won't hate
the
you.
Ones that are like, "Oh, anyone not Alex is a loser."
Are they really people like that?
Oh God,
I do.
Yeah, Charlie.
What?
You get that a lot. You get a ton of like, oh man, anyone who's not Charlie is the worst. Oh, I hate that Charlie has friends because they'll never be as cool as him.
It is true.
It happens constantly.
I agree with
you. I mean,
them.
To be honest, who's going to be
I've
as cool
gotten...
as me? How many times did you ask your parents to jerk off, Andrew? How many?
How many times did I make a Bored Burgers joke?
Exactly. You're doing my job for me. So, I have another question for you, Alex.
Oh, come on.
What? He answered your question.
No, he didn't. I wanted to know, in case I eventually become successful, I want to know how I can deal with it.
You asked him like a cryptic question of how he's handling or dealing with the depressing success of his channel or something.
Yeah.
You were like reading him a fucking spellbook.
I didn't mean it in a negative light. I just meant, is there anything significant in his life that has changed since then? If it's been like opportunities or...
Oh, okay. Well,
or being recognized in public.
All I would say now is... I've never been recognized in public because like, I've never really shown my face particularly. So I've always liked that side of it, though. I've never wanted to be recognized in public, so I bet it would just be fucking awkward. One bit of advice, though, is to just try and keep all your your personal information as private as possible.
Uh-oh.
yeah.
Yeah, Alex, we forgot to mention, we flash our social security numbers at the end of every episode.
Well, yeah.
Sorry, the video's already edited.
Yeah, this is already on YouTube. Sorry.
Oh shit!
We doxed you early to do our research.
You doxed me.
We had to make sure you were cool and actually over 18.
Well, I'm fucked.
Oh well, you'll get bigger now. People will know your face,
and they'll know where I live, and they can come and kill me.
Yeah, pretty
or really steal my stuff.
All good though. It'll become a sport.
So to piggyback off of Jackson's blundered question, with the successful channel, what's the next step for you? What do you hope to do apart from making content on
Charlie's
YouTube?
Because I imagine to figure that one out.
I was actually going to ask something similar to that, so I'm curious as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's always like... It's weird because...
Porn.
Having a successful channel was kind of like that thing you never thought you'd achieve, but when you kind of do it, it kind of evolves into something else. So there are like ideas in my head that I'd eventually like to do as well as kind of improving what I'm already doing. But I feel like that's what every good
content creator
YouTube
does.
Content creator, whatever you want to call it, does. Yeah. So I don't have like a specific, I want to be Justin Bieber type fucking answer thing.
All right.
But
just send your resume through to us and we'll get you sorted out.
Sweet, cool. I will
make
do
sure
that.
To include your social big and large at the top.
Okay, I will right. do that.
Cut out his answer and then fill it in with like a robotic voice saying, "I want to join the official podcast."
like fucking serial killer clips of audio tagged and edited together.
Yeah, what A levels do you need to get to join the official podcast?
Just be alive.
Ask nicely.
Just be alive and ask nicely.
That's really we're taking the internet's a big one. Yeah.
You already passed all our tests.
Oh, downloading Skype is important.
Oh yeah, that's quite difficult.
Like
as well.
If your
and
computer can't run Skype, we gotta turn you away.
Being all right with telling the same jokes over and over again apparently is a prerequisite.
So Alex, I have a question. I have an actual question.
Okay.
At what balance do you find yourself in what you make being kind of like what you expect your fans want and what they're asking for and what they've come to know from you, and how much of it is kind of just I'm gonna try this idea, I'm gonna go through my own thing, I have this vision on it that I want to see.
Okay, that's a good question. A while ago, I was really thinking about from the early production of each video I'd do, what would the fans think or what do they want? And eventually, I learned just to not really care and just kind of do what I want. Because if all you're doing is trying to pander to your fucking audience, what's even the point?
Yeah,
it's not even like expression of any form anymore. Yeah. So just do you. If the people who like your shit will stay with you, and the people who don't will leave.
Jackson, we have all the sound bits. Just cut that into fuck the audience. I'm just pandering. Shit.
I want to join the official podcast. Yeah. Fuck the audience.
The thing is, though, there is a level to it. Is in, I couldn't be like, oh, I'm sick of what I'm doing now. I'm going to start uploading Minecraft Let's Plays tomorrow. You know, there is a certain level. It needs to fit within what you've set up and built over however long. You know,
yeah.
It needs to fit.
That actually
do you
goes
ever
with
feel like that though.
Do I feel so, like what?
Go ahead, Andrew.
No, I was just going to say that kind of goes up with my small follow up question. In that, are there things that you've specifically come up with or tried to do that you thought, maybe I shouldn't do this, or maybe this won't work out
That's
well?
Exactly
or...
what I was going to ask.
Yeah,
like appearing on the official podcast.
Has it ever happened that you wanted to just play Minecraft but couldn't because you were too scared?
I've never done that thing. Where
Alex, do you want to play Minecraft? We need a fit.
I'm just desperately want to be a Let's Player. No, I've yet to because I only have two or three series things that I do, so I have yet to start one and have the reception be so bad to the first episode of this new thing that I need to even consider scrapping it. I'd imagine that'd
be
a shitty
If you
want
to work with us, we can brainstorm some really bad ideas that we can try and execute together.
Yeah, does it involve torturing small children by any chance?
Hey,
He said it.
Yeah, Alex, if you ever want your channel to go down in flames, please consult us. We will easily help you.
He's already taken the first step by being on the podcast.
This is Death Trap. Look at me, I'm only on 2,000 subscribers now. I was on 3 million.
Wow, what a planet.
You were three times bigger than Charlie?
Yeah.
Hey, Charlie's not a tiny. He's almost
Charlie's our baby boy.
Million? Well, Charlie has his parents and then me, so that's three subs. No.
Well, me too. I'm proud of our Charlie.
Oh, okay, four. Little boy. Alex might be, but boy. I don't remember. So, Jackson's not, though. He has taste.
What? I have taste in what?
Nothing. You know exactly what you have taste in.
For God's sake.
I'm trying to ignore Alex. See what I have to deal with? You and me should be best friends. Let's go make our own channel.
Our own podcast.
Yeah. Wait, you do have your own podcast, though, don't you, Alex?
I do, yeah. On the John Media.
Fuck, why?
What do you mean, what the fuck, why?
You don't know what happens when you mess with us.
John Media came up earlier, but I didn't hear it. What did you say?
Why do you have your own podcast?
Why would I have it? I don't know. Because I despise myself, I guess. I like making the same. Well, your joke's like the pedo joke, right? The one that's on my podcast is even more reductive and repetitive. It's just words.
That the pedo thing is art.
Yeah.
Wait, what is your repetitive joke?
It's not like a running gag.
we're really trying to get better with it, but it's just complete non sequiturs, just saying words. like
what?
I'm embarrassed.
What do you do?
Now I'm
banana.
Embarrassed by what the words. No. I'm not fucking bananaing left and right like a minion. It's much more antiquated than that. But it's not really.
I want to hear an example.
Yeah, I want to hear.
Yeah, you are on the spot and everyone's listening. Please go ahead.
For God's sake. It's not, but now that there's such a build up, no matter what I say, it's just going to sound, oh, well, that's fucking
I just want to bring a little bit of the Jar Media podcast over to the official podcast.
No, you do not.
The best of it.
No, you don't. It's a completely different
beast. If you want, you can take some of our patented pedophile jokes over to your podcast as well. We give you permission.
Board Burgers licensing options are available, Alex.
Don't speak for me. The Board Burgers is coming with me for the rest of my life.
All right, Alex, you can have last week for a small licensing fee.
Okay.
Say that everything happened last week.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll part with
I'm willing to work with that.
Time period on clearly old stories.
Exactly.
Okay, oh, we can work with that.
So give us an example. Come on.
Oh my God.
Yeah, let's hear it.
He doesn't want to. Don't make him.
Yeah, we gotta make him.
All
right, fine. Let's move on to the next question. Alex, what's an example of the non sequiturs from your podcast?
But like, when I say non sequitur, I mean non sequitur in terms of there's no joke. The joke is that there is no joke, if that makes sense.
That sounds like the entirety of our podcast, so it'll fit right in.
The
jokes you do, like, they're actual jokes.
I don't know about that.
No, they are. Even if you're undercutting them like that, they actually are. They're a punchline.
You heard it
right?
here first. Jackson, put that on the back of our DVD box set for the podcast.
I'd buy it.
It has jokes.
Your jokes are actual jokes.
Yeah.
With punchlines.
I don't fucking know.
From Alex of I Dislike Things.
I Dislike Things.
Oh my God. So if you had to rate the podcast out of 5 stars, Alex, what would you rate it?
The podcast
just
experience.
This episode or all the previous ones as well?
Just in general.
Oh, did
the
you watch
podcast
the
experience?
Ones?
Well, this one is obviously a 5 out of 5.
Thank you.
Woo!
I tried really hard this episode.
Do you mean rating or age?
For God's sake. I'm not going to answer that.
Good. God damn it. There goes my exposed video.
It's fucking exposed video. I don't use rating systems anyway, so fuck off.
Yeah, he's just kidding. This is a 1 star. So yeah. Just to kind of wrap everything together, Alex. So what are anything you want to shout out? Any big plans that you want people to know that you have cooking up in the oven, getting ready to rock and roll?
Anything you want to plug as well, feel free.
Yeah,
like the official podcast.
Yep, I
plug now on SoundCloud, iTunes.
Yeah, I plug this
Jackson,
podcast.
You fucker.
Make sure you listen to this podcast that we just recorded. Stick around for more episodes of this podcast.
Where Alex is a permanent
we'll be tweeting
host
this
now.
Every day, right?
This was in your contract, Alex.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Alex, read the fucking script we gave you.
I'm trying.
God damn it.
I'm trying, but you've ruined it now.
You missed the part where you say I'm really handsome.
You're really handsome. All of you are really handsome.
Thank you.
Aw.
That's so nice Jackson. From the bottom of your heart.
It is from the bottom of my heart.
Well, we can end on that.
You don't get a chance to plug your shit now, Alex.
I dread to think what clips from the things I've said you can kind of edit into whatever you want.
You'll see
on...
in about a week with the exposed.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
The exposed video. Shit. This is actually, that's the only reason you made the podcast, is that so you can get guests.
Yeah, this is
and
a
then...
stinger operation.
Yeah. Bitch.
I hate everything is a scaly?
Oh, no. No.
No, well, he told the story curtain. About pissing on an underage kid. We can cut that, interestingly.
Fuck you. No. Hey, it's your story, not ours.
Jackson, cut all the instances of the that was last week, right, joke, and then just use it once about his story of pissing on his 1-year-old brother.
All we ever have to do
sounds so terrible.
All we have to do is cut to the clip where we say that was last week, right? And instead of Alex laughing, we cut him going, yes.
Alex, can you just say yes for me?
Not, yes.
Not even yes. He at some point you had that really perverted yeah.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Did I?
No.
That was me.
That was Andrew.
I did. Oh, no.
Well, whatever.
We went to expose Alex, and I got exposed myself.
Dude, we got the audio waves. We can just cook the book and switch them around a little. You know? Before you know it, it'll be Alex who said it.
Come on, don't we be blackmailed?
Can you just send me like a recording of you doing the phonetic alphabet?
Okay.
Really useful.
Sure. Just it helps with our audio testing for the podcast. It's
fair enough then. That's fair enough.
It's syncing purposes.
Yeah.
It syncs it.
Really, the clap sync didn't work out, I already know.
We don't clap sync, on, we man. Sync using the whole alphabet.
Yeah, okay. do you want to actually plug your stuff? Yeah.
Just YouTube channel, I hear everything. That's all. I'm just YouTube channel, I hear everything.
Alright, perfect. Thanks for swallowing the microphone, dickhead.
Did you just plug or sneeze?
I literally plugged it.
Nice.
Oh. I plugged it.
I got it.
I like your non sequiturs.
Yeah, you'll find out probably from the comment section what they are, and people will just be like, wow, that's really not funny at all. That'll be that.
Go watch I Hate Everything. He's fucking funny.
He's a great guy.
He's a nice man.
He loves pedophile jokes.
He's a huge dick.
His social security number is his father.
All right, thanks everyone for watching. You can check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Our subreddit is at reddit.com. Just search up The Official Podcast. You'll find us at all these different places. It's great. You do the hard work. I'm sick of doing this. All right, thanks for watching. We'll see you next episode. Thanks to Alex.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Alex, for being the first guest.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
My pleasure.
See ya.
Goodbye.
Bye.